something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. I want to share with you on the pursuit of purpose. Maybe we should take a little moment to define for you those two words. First, purpose. What is purpose? The word purpose. P-U-R-P-O-S-E, purpose. It is an idea or aim. An idea or aim kept in the mind as the goal towards which one's efforts are directed. I'll say that again. An idea or aim kept in the mind as the goal towards which one's efforts are directed. Furthermore, a definite intention. Purpose means a definite intention. It is the object or reason for which something exists or is done, a determination. Then let me define pursuit, since we're discussing the pursuit of purpose. What is pursuit? The act of striving, simply an activity engaged in regularly. Pursuit is an effort to accomplish. It is to proceed along a course. Glory to God. You know, there are a lot of people who live life, a dull life, life without an adventure. They live without a purpose. But God hasn't put us here for no reason. We're here for a definite reason. There are too many people who drift along in life. Very uninspiring people. All they think about is their work to get money. That's why they work. All they want out of a job is money. All they can think about is take care of their family. All they can think about is just have something for themselves. Very uninspiring. Very selfish life. Their life doesn't go beyond themselves and the few people they know. It is their reason for doing whatever they do. A very little dream. Very unadventurous. Just wanting to hang on somewhere in life. It is not God's plan. When Christ saves you, He makes you a savior. He makes you what He is. He challenges you to be like Him. In the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 21st verse, reading into the 22nd verse, remember what He said. The Bible tells us that He breathes on them and says, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He said, "As my Father had sent me, even so send I you." He brought us into His plane of life. He gave us his kind of thinking. He came to change the world. He came to save the world. He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus brought life to the world. Jesus brought health to the sick. He brought healing to the afflicted. Jesus brought sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. Jesus brought speech to the dumb and made the lame and the maimed to walk. He had an agenda. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. He said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, he said, I am come for a reason. I am come for a purpose. He didn't come just to look around in the world and just die. He had a purpose. He had a reason. And his whole life was in pursuit of a purpose. Everything he thought, every word he spoke, everywhere he went, all of his efforts were directed towards one purpose: to save, to give life. He said, I am come that they might have life. He had a purpose. His whole life was for it. A lot of people who say that they have a reason for doing whatever they're doing, but they're never in pursuit of that purpose. Churches are started without a purpose. Cells are started without a purpose. And that's why sometimes I ask, with regards to this country, you know, and I say, what is the reason for Nigeria? Not even in the leadership can they determine the reason for our existence, because it's a nation without an ideology. And every nation without an ideology is a nation without a vision. And that is a nation without a purpose. And that is the problem of most African nations and a few European and Asian nations. And that's the reason they are turning around in circles, having no direction, knowing nowhere they're going. Others have to make decisions for them. Life without a purpose. No one can be more confused than that. It is the confusion without awareness of the confusion. And that's the life of many. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. Specific purpose. For example, when I was going into the university, I was determined. I knew why I was going in there. I had a reason. I knew what I was going to do. Besides my academics, I knew I was going to change lives. I was determined from day one. I had my plans laid out. If I got into the school, I was going in with a definite outreach from my spirit. I knew what I was going to do. Determined from day one. And after about 3 months, I began to plan the first seminar titled In Him. And I remember one of the older Christians at that time asked me a question. He said, for how long have you been here? And I said, 3 months. He said, that's not long enough time for you to know what's going on here. But what he didn't know was that I had my composure and I was ready to fly. I went ahead and did it. And just went on and on and on and on and on. Until I called for a major crusade in the campus. But I wasn't, that wasn't all. As soon as I was done with that, I started going into other campuses. I couldn't keep it to myself. You understand what I'm talking about? Coming into this city, there are lots of people who came in here to seek a job. I didn't come here to look for a job. I came to change lives. The first day I was driving over the bridge close to the National Stadium, I looked into the stadium from the top of that bridge, and I said, Lord Jesus, this place ought to be full of people for you. I said, if you will help me, I'll pack it out with people for you. And I've done it. Yeah. I said, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we will hold the largest programs in this country. And we have done it. Why? Purpose. Determination. Refuse to live an empty life. Are you listening? Refuse to live an empty life. You make up your mind, you're going to make a difference. Just a little over 3 years ago, we were having I believe it was a CRC, and I remember instructing that they could all go and start sales. And I said, grow your cell to 50. A young lady went back to Zimbabwe and started the cell and grew it to 50. And then together with two other groups, today, since that time, they have well over 10,000 members. In a little over 3 years, determination. When they started the cell, a cell, they called it Christ Embassy Cell, and took a little space on newspaper and advertised it. Somebody saw it and got mad and called me on the phone and said, you know what these rascals are doing here? Oh, I thought, well, they just started in the cell. It's just a cell. Well, the cell grew up to become a church and a full ministry. Are you still there? Don't tell me it's difficult. Not difficult at all.
Do you know about the incredible features of the SeaTunes app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, SeaTunes offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. SeaTunes also provide powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalulendi CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of SeaTunes' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. SeaTunes is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.seatunes.org. Download the SeaTunes app today from the Lovell App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. SeaTunes, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays. Sundays 8 a.m., Wednesdays 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-03228, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. I wrote out something for you. Maybe I should read it to you. And it would be nice if you are able to write down what I'm going to read to you. the meetings and programs that we hold are not our purpose, but a means to achieving our purpose. Are you listening? These meetings are not our purpose. This meeting we're having here right now is not our purpose. The purpose is not the meeting. The church services we have are not our purpose. They are in pursuit of our purpose. The cell meetings are in pursuit of our purpose. The church services are in pursuit of our purpose. The conferences and conventions and seminars that we hold are in pursuit of our purpose. Our television programs, our books and tapes that we release throughout the world are in pursuit of our purpose. They are not our purpose. Listen, these meetings, you can write, these meetings, that is cell meetings, church services, and programs, are designed to create those opportunities required to help men, women, and children hear and learn the word and participate in spiritual worship in an atmosphere of faith, prayer, and inspiration that they may receive personal impartation and catch the vision of Christ to grow into spiritual manhood and live victorious lives and help others do the same. Praise God. Did you catch that? From that we can encapsulize a statement of purpose. You get it? A statement of purpose. Let's do that. Just from that, why do we have our cell system? All right? Why the cell ministry? It is to reach people with the gospel of Christ and equip them as leaders of change. For their families, their work, church, nation, and the world. Isn't that simple? That simple. Hallelujah. That simple. So every time you hear us talking about winning, building, sending, that's what it's all about. Winning, building, sending. So it is to reach them and equip them. When we reach them, that means we go out to them and win them. Then we equip them through the Word of God. Teach them, strengthen them, like what I'm doing with you now. And then they can live victorious Christian lives and help others find the same. You discover your purpose for life. You discover you're a light bearer. You discover you have become a light to the nations. And then, when you discover you are a light to the nations, others walk in your light. You show them how to live. You become an inspiration. So you don't stop where you've been. Your life is set on course. Every day, doesn't matter where you are. You don't forget what you're living for. How could you forget your raison d'etre? How could you forget the very reason for your life? How could you forget? It's not possible. How could you forget? How could you? It's become your passion. Everything about you revolves around this passion. Pursuit of purpose. Your life is for that. That's all you think about. Doesn't matter where you work, that's what you're out for. Doesn't matter what business it is, that's what you're out for. Every time you look at people, you're thinking about winning their lives to Christ, turning their souls toward God. Whether they're your clients or your customers, your job or work subordinates or bosses, makes no difference. You have become a man or woman on a mission. And you see yourself that way every day. I'm a man on a mission. I remember writing down that simple statement many years ago in a little diary. I said, I was born as an answer to the cry of millions. I wrote that down in my diary. That means, hey, you can think, God sent you here, not so you can reach out and ask for something, but so that you can hear of him, learn what he's done for you, and turn to the needy people of the world and reach out and give them something. Everybody doesn't know about Jesus. Remember, when you discover Jesus, you arrive. If your life has been in search, and you've been searching for peace, and you've been searching for healing, and you've been searching for a job, you've been searching for whatever it is you've been searching for, the day you find Christ, the day you encounter Christ, your problems are solved. Your answers have come. You have arrived. It's all done. Suddenly you say, oh, I found the water of life. I'm no longer hungry. This is the bread from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. From then on, your search stops. You have found the answer. Like those men said when they met Jesus, they said, come and see. Isn't this the Christ? Isn't this the King of Israel? Nathanael said, this must be the King of Israel. Andrew called his brother, Simon Peter. He said, come, this should be the Christ. And Peter came to find out about him. When the woman in Samaria heard Jesus talk, she went back into the city and said, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Isn't this the Christ? They had found the answer. They had come home. They had arrived. The search had stopped. When you meet him, your hunger is satisfied. Oh God, Your hunger is satisfied. That's why we preach the gospel. We preach it everywhere. Talking to those who are hungry and thirsty. Talking to those who are needy. And we say, look, there's only one answer to your problem. And that answer is Jesus. And the moment they receive him, oh, they find they're not thinking about what pain they had gone through anymore. They're not thinking about, oh, I didn't have a job. Oh, I didn't have this money. Oh, I didn't have a house. Suddenly, even the one that's homeless has found a home in Christ. Even the one that was jobless has found a job in Christ. And they go around telling it everywhere. Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, Son of the living God. He inspires me.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesday 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you will like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-032-28, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.